In India, logistic automation of processes is still in its embryonic stage. That is at the nascent stage. It is not even born properly. And non-standardization in the industry due to the fragmentation further slows down the progress. Acceptance and adoption of technological advancement like RFID tracking, warehouse management systems, etc., can resolve the issues between the domain requirements and IT. Besides, there is a lack of quality technical workforce in this sector, and the available skill set needs to be upgraded urgently. Along with infrastructure, all the employees have to be well equipped to understand all these kind of advancements, which they need to be upgraded immediately. There is a serious lack of skilled personnel specialists in the logistics sector in India. The workers are underskilled, overworked, lack the desired skill set to make the process more efficient. Most of the employees in the logistics sector are generally overworked and underskilled. That's the reason there is a lot of resistance in them to adapt to the new technology. Companies should make them mandatory and encourage them to adapt to new technologies. They need to find ways to motivate them and explain them all these advancements are not to replace you, but to better to get you higher in the position in the company. To save on capital, companies also compromises on the training of their logistics staff. A lot of companies, they plug in the new technology and the advancement, and they expect the employees more like leaving a child in the pool, and surely for survival rate, he will find his way out. They don't choose to train the employee because there's a cost involved in training them. And their payments. Training for their logistics staff and their payments. Eventually, these companies will face problems like high labor turnover, because this all intimidates the employees. They'll end up leaving the company and join the company which are more employee-centric. Increase the training cost and the underperforming human resource. Because of the companies of being of so narrow mindset, this has created a problem among the change to happen quickly. Companies are not understanding that in the long run, this is going to cost them much more than the cost at the initial training time. In fact, at this point where I work with so many startups, I have a suggestion. I believe if you have an idea to start a company which will provide this specific training to all kind of employees who are underskilled to understand this technology, you should do that. And since you will be serving a lot of companies doing the same training, it might land up being cost effective for these companies to hire a company, outsource the company for the training the employees. And you can probably have maintain an AMC where there are new employees coming in, the trainings have been put up. Like for instance, there are for Zoho app. If you are Zoho is an app for inventory and order management and CRM. There is a training given to every new employee generally when they are entering the company. You know, even if you know or you don't know, there are companies which are outsourced for this training sometimes because the Zoho app itself training might be expensive for the company, especially the ones who are bootstrap startups. They find ways to cut the cost unnecessary, which is going in all these trainings. Slow adoption of newer technologies. When we compare the logistic and supply chain of more efficient countries like Japan, their work models and strategies revolve around adapting to the latest technologies to achieve maximum productivity. The people and the company, all of them work towards getting and adopting the technology faster. The logistic companies in India fail to reach that potential when they don't upgrade their technology with the changing times. Firstly, they don't adopt the new technology. If they have adopted, they don't understand the importance of getting their current manpower skilled to use that technology. You might adopt ERP, ERP for a particular reason for in a company to get all the barcode and all the SKUs barcode. But ERP has lots to offer than just barcoding your SKUs, your inventory, your order, your CRM. There are a lot of things that they can be taken care of because you have the ERP. Companies don't explore these options. They don't train their employees for the same, which should be done at regular intervals. Training your employees for new technology should be treated as important as how you have fire drills every 2 months in your company. It might appear as if they are saving on cost, but this approach causes more damage in the long run. I just told you. A company needs to keep the big picture in sight when incurring such expenditures. Sometimes the returns may not recover the full value of a big investment like the technological upgrade, which may deter many logistic companies in India from pushing for this transition. There are some returns on these kind of investments which will not show on the immediate or a short run, you know. But in the long run, you will be very happy and sorted because these are the issues which you will not have to look into and probably work towards product development, the company development. You have to be far-sighted in your approach. You can't be short-sighted at it. I believe these company directors need to be groomed and trained to change their vision and perspective towards technology and advancement and training their employees. The very first thing needs to be done that. A typical warehouse in India is smaller than 10,000 square feet and the warehouse facilities are very bad in conditions. They are not labor-centric. It is not conducive for people to work in the warehouses. And this makes it very difficult to even hire new employees to maintain all these warehouses. There has to be a maintenance to be done every 2 to 3 months to make sure these warehouses are intact for new products to come in. Because of the high rental cost in major cities, often the locations are very remote. Let's say, for instance, in Mumbai, the cost to have a warehouse in the suburb Mumbai is very high. You can't have a warehouse in suburb Mumbai. And that's one of the reasons you go all the way till Bhiwandi, which is the outskirts of Mumbai. And that's where you warehouse your product because the labor is cheap over there. The rentals are cheap and the whole process ends up being really easier. All you need to do is travel that far. You are spending 2 hours every day one way towards your warehouse. In fact, I know companies who hire their warehouse managers in Bhiwandi. They also facilitate them and their employees for residence over there for 5 days a week. Just to make sure that the time does not get wasted in traveling from their house, which is in suburbs in Mumbai. One of the few key issues in this business is the bad condition of storage and its restricted sites. For low margin items, storage facilities are highly dispersed, making it difficult to establish a large integrating warehousing facilities, especially for products which have a very low margin in it, which don't have a margin where they can absorb high overheads of having a very good warehouse. They'll end up compromising on the warehouse they choose, which is not well maintained and well equipped. And this eventually hampers the logistic industry and the sale of the product in the of the company. Most of the large storage facilities do not have a proper layout. In fact, the layout is only not done so well that they can use the facility nicely. There is a lot to do in the warehouse sector too. I mean, if there is somebody required to take the companies are doing, where the government is doing, but still there is lots that we can do to make it a better, easy process to warehouse. If there is a centralized company or a website that can maintain these warehouses and also make sure the functioning goes easier, it was a good opportunity for any new company to come and invest their money in the warehouse sector, which is a part of the logistics sector. Another big issue in the logistics sector is the tax discrepancies. Indian logistic firms face a number of difficulties due to the country's convoluted tax system. Extremely complex and difficult to follow. It's not that easy to follow the Indian tax system. Trust me, I also a basic income tax I can't follow. Road travel times are slowed significantly due to many states and their fees. Each state has its own separate fee and toll tax, you know, and there is their own calculation. There is an additional tax on the toll that you pay. All of this is so complex that it is difficult to follow as well as to make profits out of it. Zonal permit laws, that's another big issue. Taxation and clearance impact, logistics and the timing of delivery due to lengthy processes, all of this hampers the logistics sector. This makes it very challenging for the logistics sector to actually grow and blossom. In waiting for different approvals, the efficiency of logistics gets hugely hampered. With compliance mandates being tightened even more by the government, the logistic companies in India face the consequences of bottlenecks with increased regulations. It has all the more become challenging and difficult for these logistic companies to pave their way with all the change processes, taxations and policies. You know, it becomes very difficult for them to get the delivery done on time. With the passage of time and globalization, the customer experience has changed manifold. The industry competition, which is meant to benefit them, creates more demands from the customers. Such demands increase because global logistic companies can deliver on their promises. So not all the companies can deliver to their promises. The demands of the customers have increased because one company comes with a strategy of 10 minutes delivery. Now all the companies who are there in the industry have to pull up their socks and tighten their laces to make sure they beat the competition. But with all these kind of issues in the logistic industry, it is very difficult to make profits. Customer mindset. This is another big issue in the logistic industry. Customers' unwillingness to pay an extra fee for anything less than 2 days of delivery time because of lack of funds and sources for the Indian logistic companies to be able to formulate better cycles. So customers are also not paying extra. So eventually it is borne by the logistic company or the brand who is producing the product. Also, the overall expectation of the customer increases when e-commerce organizations like Amazon have internalized and streamlined their entire logistic process and offer better services. A big giant like Amazon has the entire system in place. Now, we can't beat that big giant because of his warehousing capacity, of his employees, of staff, of automation. The other companies land up suffering because of this. Because the customers are used to that kind of service coming from Amazon. Ever increasing fuel cost. Another big problem in the logistic industry. With the change in the price of fuel, the biggest problem is transportation cost. Increasing fuel costs cause an increase in the surcharge on the freight tariffs. This in turn decreases the profits to be earned, as I told you, by the company, maybe even resulting in loss in the extreme cases. For instance, Mumbai, there was a time the fuel cost was 120 rupees, which is way too higher than any other city. Mumbai being an economic capital, they need to work to make sure the fuel charge comes down. If you are trying to encourage electric vehicles, you can't get the fuel cost high. You know, there have to be better ways. You rather give subsidies for the people who are buying that electric vehicle rather than taxing and punishing the people who have the fuel cars. Mumbai being the economic capital of India, they need to make a better infrastructure, the fuel prices have to go down because we are providing so much of a revenue to the country. Somebody found a solution to the problem. To our big surprise, when we are fighting against all these odds, Yulu came out. I have told you about this also. where we all are fighting against all these odds because of high fuel cost and all of this in metro cities, finally somebody found a solution to it. You know, there was Yulu came into existence in 2019. It was the founders are Amit Gupta, Naveen Dachuri, R.K. Misra and Hemant Gupta. In fact, it was found in 2017. Now they have revamped their product. Earlier it was come in blue. Now they are coming in silver with better lighting, with better stability. They actually initially came with this concept of Yulu for a unisex bicycle or a bike which works on electric batteries, you know, for people to commute within the cities at short distances for a man and a woman. To our big surprise, it has become a rescue to all these last mile delivery companies like Zepto, Swiggy, Zomato and Blinkit. So they came with this whole perspective to work towards the environment and get these electric vehicles in metro cities, you know, but they land up solving a big problem for the last mile delivery. The major challenges facing India's logistics sector is ever increasing fuel cost. Also, since fuel is not subject to GST, transporters need to pay different fuel prices in different states. It becomes difficult to keep the transportation cost under control. So suppose if the truck's fuel got over in Maharashtra, the fuel cost is very high, whereas in other states it's low. So it's very difficult to manage the entire logistic cost because of different charges of fuel in every state. Shortage of drivers and delivery staff. Every logistic organization in India faces the problems of employing and retaining their drivers and delivery staff. This is going to be till India adopts driverless vehicles. This is going to be a big, huge problem. And I see not more, it will at least take 5 to 10 years for us to all start adapting driverless vehicles. Electric cars are already so expensive. It is not a common man who can buy electric cars currently, you know, because it's 3 times the cost. The driverless vehicles will be 4 to 5 times the cost currently. Till the technology reaches the common man, we will have these problems perpetually being there. And they need to find solutions to the current problems. The industry is subject to shortage of delivery personnel. Hence, the workload of multiple time-bound deliveries are placed on the current workers. They require a staff of 500 people. And they probably will have a staff of 200 people doing the delivery of 500 employees. What their efficiency will get, you will not get the same in 200 employees. There will be mental fatigue, physical fatigue. Deliveries will not happen on time because it is not encouraging to work in this sector. Leaving them burnt out and discouraged with the pressure. Isn't this true? With all these issues, it is important that if government or companies who have the vision and the sight and the finances to address these issues, they should start working towards them, towards the growth of India. No doubt government is working towards it, companies are working towards it, but there is lots more that can be done. A quick recap to what all we have studied in this last chapter. Challenges such as policy changes, poor road infrastructure and changing fuel costs are going to be a perpetual occurrence in the operational lifetime of an Indian logistic economy. It is in their destiny till we actually find a solution. In fact, I think the whole city needs to be evacuated for 1 year or 2 year, or maybe a part city. Like suppose they can pick up maybe a one quarter of a suburb, completely develop it, and then, but this all needs a lot of planning and streamlining and understanding. India has become the prime destination for logistics service providers all over the world. The demand for logistics service in India has been largely driven by the growth of the economy. But with the infrastructure largely underdeveloped and incapable of catering to a growing economy, logistic management in India becomes too complex, too tedious, too costlier, inefficient, ineffective, The poor conditions of the infrastructure directly translates to the higher turnover, pushing up the operation cost and reducing the efficiency. I just told you that. Other issues include complex regularity, compliance, initiated limited technology and adoption and utilization, resistance of adopting the technology, resistance in training your employees. With this, we come to an end to the entire subject, e-commerce logistics. I hope this has been a very exciting learning for you. I hope all the explanations and examples help you to understand e-logistics and use it in your business. Thank you. And this is Pooja Sadhwani signing off.